This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. For the third year in a row, the Siksika Tribe of Alaska partnered with the Forest Service to grow Tlingit potatoes. KCAW's Ari Snyder reports that the tribe wants to raise the profile of the crop as an important cultural link and as a potential tool in its drive for food security.
In the Forest Service parking lot, David Kanosh is thanking the various clans of the region before sharing the history of the Tlingit potato with a group of volunteers and students who have come out to help with the harvest.
And there are many stories that run among the Kagwantan, the Deshitan, the Tluknakhadi, the Kiksadi. Many of the clans have their stories about how the potato, the kunt, was brought here.
The Tlingit potato, also known as Maria's potato, is well suited to southeast Alaska. It thrives in rainy conditions and shows a natural resistance to slugs. Historically, Tlingit people planted them by the beach at the forest's edge, where there was ample sunlight and plenty of seaweed and fish gut fertilizer. In 2017, the Forest Service teamed up with the Siksika Tribe of Alaska to promote the crop, which some people still grow at home. And today, the small plot by the Forest Service office is ready to be harvested. The volunteers dive in, gently unearthing the long, finger-like potatoes. According to potato expert Elizabeth Cunibe, scientists used to believe the potatoes of Alaska were brought here by European colonists, but recent genetic studies disprove that idea.
They could tell that they weren't grown in European soils.
Rather, the Tlingit potato is related to certain South American tubers and arrived in southeast Alaska several hundred years ago, likely through Tlingit voyages and trade routes. With about 20 volunteer gardeners, the work is going quickly. Soon, they fill 4 5-gallon buckets with the narrow, knobbly taters. When the harvest is over, David Kanosh shares the story of the Tlingit who returned to Alaska with new crops from the south.
And then they became known as Sikkakhuwedi, those who keep gardens. So as much as we call ourselves the people of the tide, because many of our foods are found in the waters and at the tide level, we also had gardens, Sikkakhuwedi, the ones who keep gardens. Even in my village of Angoon, our fish camp of our family and our clan still has potatoes.
While most of the potatoes harvested today will end up on a dinner plate, some will be stored through the winter as seed for next spring, when a centuries-old gardening tradition begins another season. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ari Snyder.
You can read that story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Trip Krause.